What the fuck?
I'm about to spit it out. So we can get started. You just gotta chew it all the way through. Like a little ratchet.
Y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me. 100.
What up, though? I Heart Miko podcast. October 16th, 2017. Hey, Brent Grimes.
What up, Meek?
How are you?
I'm all right.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You had a rough weekend, huh?
Yeah. Being down 31-0, it's not really that cool.
That donut was nasty on the screen. Did you hear when y'all ran in at halftime? The little commentator dude said, and the score at the half, the Cardinals 31, the Bucks nothing.
He said that.
He said it's so dramatic.
In the stadium?
Yes. Nothing. And the crowd went crazy.
Yeah. I mean, ain't shit you could say, but we was getting our ass whooped. Like, it ain't no.
How did it feel?
It was like, it was crazy. It was like surreal. Like, damn, like everything they're doing is working right now. It was crazy, you know, but
I couldn't even really talk my shit in the game or nothing.
Yeah, it was bad.
Y'all didn't give me like a lane when we started coming back. Then, you know, yeah, I had a lane. Yeah,
it was crazy. Like, it was like, oh shit, is this really about to happen?
Yeah, you know, but everybody was saying you should have ran that back for a touchdown. What happened? If you'd have got that touchdown, if you'd have ran that back for a touchdown, it would have been crazy. I mean, just couldn't get it done.
No, it was
niggas was about to tee off on your ass if you turned that next corner.
I turned. It was a lot of big dudes. I just said, you know what? Smart decision to get down right here. I ain't had that much like energy left. I ran like a post. I made a lot of cuts and shit.
You spunk. You put Adrian Peterson in the machine. You spunked his ass.
Spunked.
And I know I'm on social media. A bunch of people are bringing up him juking you, so you get an opportunity to talk about that. I asked you what he said to you after that play, and you said, what did he say to you?
Oh, he just said, oh, I got you back. You got me. I'm like, all right, whatever. But, I mean, it was, I'm playing a leverage. I'm not letting him get outside. He cut inside. I felt like I did what I had to do. I still tackled him, so.
And you didn't get the first down.
Hey, so I feel like I won that situation, actually, but.
So you, you know, Adrian Peterson, both of you guys are considered washed dinosaurs of the NFL.
Yeah.
Both of you have the same agent.
Yeah.
Both of you guys are flourishing.
True.
What was it like to play the washed slash flourished Adrian Peterson? Like, what was it like? This was his first game. I don't even count those other games with New Orleans because they, I don't know what was going on over there, but he was getting no reps. He was snapping on the sideline.
If you, it's crazy to me that he went to
New
Orleans.
Why did he go there?
Because even New Orleans has always had like a couple backs. They never been like a
one dominant back team.
Yeah, they always have a few backs. They'll run the ball, but it's not like one dude getting 25 carries. It's never been that way.
Yeah, but he wasn't getting shit either, though. Like he
I mean, he was getting, I don't know his numbers, but he probably was getting what normal backs in that system get.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it just, to me, if you would go get him, you would think that they were going to use him, you know? Like, it's not like he's somebody that, like, he's in his last days for the most part. So you either get him to use him. Why would you want to sit him on the bench and give him 5 or 6, you know, snaps a game? Like, I don't understand the purpose of that. I wouldn't pick him up if I didn't really need him. And you know the personality, he crazy.
I don't know. I can't speak for the New Orleans Saints. I don't know what their plan was. I mean, they felt like we get, like I said, they like having a lot of backs. They don't want to have just one back. So they were going to have him, Ingram, and then they got the guy they just drafted. I think he went to come out of Tennessee or something. That's doing, he doing some good stuff, and he like a completely different back than them two. So maybe they were just trying to have three backs, you know, like.
Mm. Yeah, but they probably should have talked about that before he signed, huh?
Yeah, I don't think he would have agreed. I feel like they would have talked about it, though.
And so then why would he be so upset then? Seems weird, because he was on the sideline giving him the creepy man eyes.
I don't know. I saw that picture. I didn't even see that game or anything, but I saw, like, you know, you showed me stuff. And he definitely didn't look happy at all.
Yeah, it was almost like he was shocked. Like, he couldn't believe it. That's week one. Like, what the fuck? What you mean I'm
on the game? And, you know, maybe, like, part of it, too, is he was playing his old team. He probably had in his mind that he was going ham.
Let me cook these niggas.
And, like, it wasn't happening. Like, so he probably just...
Pride.
Yeah. He probably just is like, damn, I wanted to go ham. You know, that's probably his personality. And it ain't work out how he thought it would. And
but if you know that you guys are splitting snaps, like, why you just thought just this one game that was going to be different? You guys have a game plan, you know? So he had to know earlier in the week that he wasn't going to be getting that many snaps, right?
Maybe he didn't.
Oh, my God.
Maybe the game went. I don't remember how that game went, but maybe it went away where they did have a plan to run the ball a lot, and then stuff got real. Stuff went away. And now we can't just run the ball with you as much as we wanted to.
So he came and reignited the Arizona Cardinals, who was trash, bottom feeders in the run game, and just ran up y'all ass. I'm not even going to make you get into it anymore. I know, you know, y'all licking your wounds. I'm going to let you have it. But
appreciate it.
But we got to be better.
Yeah, you're right.
We got to be better. I know you didn't come back for this. I know our damn show ain't living in Tampa for this. Shit need to change. But I'm going to let you have it.
Appreciate it.
And because you didn't let me talk no shit, you know what? We talk about this, but I just want to bring it up on my podcast how whenever I go to a game with a man.
Yeah.
Fans, home or road. Don't disrespect me. They don't get out of pocket with me. You know, nothing crazy happens. It's always a great experience.
Because it's usually the person that's talking crazy like that to you is probably weak. So they feel like they can, like, try you because you're by yourself. But if you're with a dude, whether the dude is just a big-ass dude or just a man, they're like, oh, the man might whoop my ass. You know, I'm going to stay in line. But with you, they just feel like they just want to talk crazy to you. And that's, like, it's weak to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I called him weak. I told him right in front of his girl. I said, my nigga, you got testicles and you're acting like a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand why men, when you're at a football game, why is your anger and aggression towards a woman? I didn't say a word.
I feel like with you, though, you got, like, a rep in a corny type of way. It's like, look, I'm going to go at Miko Grimes, and you know, like, so they can, you know, it's a story they can tell.
But they always end up calling security though,
because you're very good at talking trash. See, they underestimating your trash talking abilities,
bitch niggas.
Your attributes.
You start the shit, then when I start flaming your ass, you know, now you want to call security. Now you're a victim all of a sudden. You start some shit with me, I'm minding my motherfucking business. You know what I'm saying? And then next thing you know, I'm barking down your motherfucking neck for an entire quarter, and you scared now. Now you fear your life.
They said he feared his life.
No, but he just was scared. He was acting all scared. Hey, leave me alone. No, nigga, you started this, remember? Remember how you wanted to talk that shit because y'all scored real quick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't stand it, man.
I just think it's just they... They want to make themselves famous somehow by, like, maybe beating you in a trash talking battle. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. What do you think?
I think that a lot of men are bitches. Like, they really are bitches. They gossip. That's why niggas leaking nudes. You know what I'm saying? All up arguing with a girl. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, come on. It's like they want to be a girl. Like, they want... Women do those type of things. Like, we are attention seekers. We're gossipers by nature. You know, like, men aren't supposed to care about that. Like, I be trying to bring some tea to you, and you just be like, so?
I really do. I really
do. And I'm just like, why? How are other niggas bitches like that? Like, why? Niggas is just soft. Like, they... they want to gossip. Like, that's just seems like a female trait to me.
I agree with you on that. I don't know. Like, some people, like, I mean, people like here, like being in people's business. Like, you know, like. Want
to argue.
Want to talk about, like, stuff like
most
that.
Most men don't argue. Y'all talk y'all shit and it's over with or there's a fight.
Yeah.
And there ain't no 2 hour back and forth. This is what niggas be wanting to do. And I'm like, dog, get some hoes. Where is your pussy? Because to me, if you have grade A pussy or at least decent pussy at home, it's no way you're arguing with somebody on social media or anywhere. No woman. If you're a man.
What is the grade level cutoff for where you will argue with somebody online for the pussy? Like, what's the grade? Will a C stop you from arguing? Or does it have to be B and above?
C and above is stop arguing.
That'll stop your argument? Okay.
Yeah, C.
Okay. I had to, like, you got to get the, you know, the barometer right there.
A C is passing.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's just like they tend to mind their business. Yeah, they tend to mind their business because most of their free time is spent trying to get to the pussy that they got at home. Like, niggas don't want to argue with you on social media because I got pussy at home. Like, I got some shit to do with my free time. These niggas have no pussy at home. And they beating off and mad and get on Twitter mad because they got to beat off every day and they want to argue with girls.
It's a great theory.
Get on my nerves, bitch niggas. Get some hoes. Go, it's a lot of women out here. Like, we outnumber you guys. You should be able to get some. Okay? Buck. Anywho, today, Brent.
What's up?
We were talking earlier about how you are the Martin Luther King of this family.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm the Malcolm X.
No doubt. I'll take that.
Today is the anniversary of the Black Panther Party.
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't, like, have some type of event, party. You should have did something. I'm very disappointed in you right now.
You know why I
that
didn't,
is
right?
Unlike
you don't know
you.
Why I didn't?
Why?
First of all, I was at your motherfucking game. Then I took a red eye.
Oh.
What time did I get in this morning?
Like 7?
Yes. What time did I have tennis?
9. Then, so you ain't had time to really.
And then when I came home, then what happened?
You passed out.
Yes.
So you ain't had time to set up your Black Panther party,
no,
is what you're saying.
I definitely needed one.
Damn. I'm still disappointed in you. If you was a true Black Panther, you'd have had something.
I might just have another one. Shit, I might be a Black Panther for Halloween this year. That's what the fuck might happen right there. I'm tired of being humble.
What you gonna have, the big fro wig?
The beret, yeah, and the fro. I gotta get a fro because my hair don't fro. But yeah, I think I'm gonna.
That's what I said, the big fro wig.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna be a Black Panther this year. That's what the fuck going on. You wanna be with me?
What? Okay.
Come on, you could be Huey.
I just had a big fro?
No, you Huey.
What Huey look like?
Huey looked beige like you. He got Indian in his family.
Okay, okay.
You could pull Huey off.
Did he wear a hat too?
Yeah, a beret.
All right, bet.
Yeah, Huey's no bullshit, bro. You gotta turn into me. You got to turn into me on Halloween.
What you mean I got to turn into you?
Everything is about the white man. and his attempt to destroy the Black man, the Negro. Everything is his problem. It's his fault. We will protect ourselves.
Wait up. Well, I don't really know that much about the Black Panthers, honestly.
You know what? That's good because now I got something
I want
you to watch.
I know, like, about them. I know kind of what they were trying to do, but, like, it's like a broad. It's not like I don't know all the details. I don't know how Huey Newton was. I don't know how. Like, I don't know the personality.
There's some good and some bad, just like everybody else.
So were they on, like, the white man is the devil, or they were just on, like, hey, y'all need to treat us right. Or were they just saying
both.
The white man's the devil?
Both. They were actually on both. Treat us right and you're the devil.
Were they really?
Yes, because, Brie, you have to understand at that time, this was when they were just literally walking up to motherfuckers and beating their ass and putting them in jail for no reason.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought the Black Panthers were like kind of like, like a community thing, like, hey, yeah, y'all got some back. Like, we ain't going to allow the police
just
to run
houses. Your police aren't doing the right things, yeah.
So that's what I thought, but now you're saying they was on some White Devil stuff. I don't really know.
Well, the reason, there's always a reason, and a lot of it is still true.
I thought the White Devil was only Nation of Islam.
You know, we kind of mingle. We're all one. But let me read you something. October of 1966, the Black Panther Party platform and program, What We Want and What We Believe. We want freedom. We want power to determine the destiny of our Black community. We want full employment for our people. We want an end to robbery by the white man of our Black community. We want decent housing fit for shelter of human beings. We want education for our people that exposes the true nature of the decadent American society. We want education that teaches us our true history and our role in the present day society. We want all Black men to be exempt from the military. We want an immediate end to police brutality and murder of the Black people. We want freedom for all Black men held in federal, state, county, and city prisons and jails. We want all Black people, when brought to trial, to be tried in court by a jury of their peer group or people from their Black communities as defined by the Constitution of the United States. And last, we want land, bread, housing, education, clothing, justice, and peace. And as our major political objective, a United Nations supervised placebe to be held throughout the Black colony in which only Black colonial subjects will be allowed to participate for the purpose of determining the will of Black people as to their national destiny. I don't fuck that up. Anyway, that sounds exactly like what we want right now today, is my point. And that was written in 1966. You know, the military thing is obviously different. I don't understand, to my knowledge. I couldn't imagine why a Black person would be in the military. Not in this country. It bothers me because I see too many people having instances where white people come up to them and say, take that uniform off. Like, you.
What?
Yeah, this happens on social media all the time. Calling them a nigger, saying we don't even need you to serve us anymore.
I've never saw anything like that.
I'm going to have to start showing them to you.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it's so like, it'll just be a Black dude in the army stuff.
Women. Also.
A Black person. Yes. And Black in an army stuff. And somebody will just walk up to him and say, take that off, nigger.
Yes.
Damn.
Also, when let's say you come home and, you know, you're a veteran and you're here. If you're a Black veteran, you don't get treated the same as a white veteran.
I don't know anything about any of this.
A lot of it comes from police also that feel like the Black veterans are beneath the white veterans.
Where are you getting this from?
Social media. You know what your problem is, Brent?
What?
You're not like the rest of the world. Get your ass
why
on social
am I not
media.
Like the, oh. I don't really
I have to tell, I am your news.
Yeah, I don't
I have
really,
to tell you everything that's going on in life. Like, you really...
No, I keep up with some
stuff.
You
keep up with the world news, but you don't keep up with just, like, the things that are happening in the Black culture like I do.
No, I do not.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I have to educate you. I have to keep you up abreast on what the fuck is going on with us.
Yeah, I don't keep up with it. I'm not on social media.
Mm-hmm. You don't care.
I haven't done any Black Panther research. I'm sorry.
It's because you're more Martin Luther King. Every time there's
maybe
a situation,
so. Hey,
you
so.
Are finding the happy medium, the middle ground, the everybody let's just try to get along and just settle and just be okay.
Yeah.
No.
This has worked this out.
It's me. Hanging on the motherfucking table. I want justice. I want it right now. And I know how you feel. You feel like it's going to take forever to get what we really want.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I said this to you before. It's not wrong to protest. It's not. But realistically, it's not about to happen anytime soon. Like, this utopia that everybody wants, is not going to happen anytime soon because it's the country is based upon
theft.
Yeah, it's just based upon stuff where it's a lot of bad things. You know, it's some good things too, but it's a lot of bad stuff. And for that to go away, it's just going to take a long time. Like, it's progress. It's slow.
You see what I'm saying? Like you just said, there's progress. So I feel like we have to speed it up. It is going to take a long time. And the only way we can speed it up is banging on the motherfucking table.
I feel you. I see what you're saying. I'm not saying it's not right to protest or to speak and say what is wrong and put it out in the open and make it public note, like whatever you know, let other mm-hmm. people know so people are informed. But I just think realistically, it's just going to take a while. It's not about to happen in a couple days. I do think just the reason everything is getting crazy, like right about now, I feel like is because, I mean, the internet is relatively new, you know? And like people have access to all types of different information now where like just in your house, like right. you can figure out a whole bunch of stuff just in your house. Before, like if you wanted to figure something out, you had to go to you got to learn the Dewey Decimal System. You got to find a book. You got to, you know, you got to go, oh, this library don't got it. You got to go across the, you know, you can't, it's way easier now. So people are getting more informed on what's going on. And that's like, everything is like, oh, like what?
Yeah, but there's also a bad side of that because a lot of information is false and there's lies and you have to be smart enough to figure out.
Of course that, but I'm saying that's why a lot of stuff is happening now. Like food, like we always talk about food. Like a lot of this stuff people had to really do hardcore research to figure out stuff like that. We know now, like, you know what I mean? Like, people you know how care. Much, do you know how much I used to like cheese? Do you understand?
I do, honey. I do.
I used to
Used to drink whole milk.
Whole milk, yeah.
Out the jug.
Right out the jug.
You should have just walked up to any random cow and put your lips around the teat. And
I used to be hooping all day, come in and just smash milk like a savage. Mm. Aren't you proud of me?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you are.
No, that's probably why you're crazy.
Milk does a body good. Look at it.
It looks way better now that it's dairy free.
Look at it.
You look like you're getting more light skin though.
Look at it.
He's flexing, you guys.
Look at it. Look, she can't even control herself right now. Oh, like, she's starting to take her clothes off and shit. I'm like, not right now.
Oh, my God. Shut up, Prince.
It's all right. We got...
But, you know, my friends are always, like, afraid to eat around me or order food around me because of, like, the things that I say. And I don't care what other people eat. Like, I really couldn't care less. If whatever you want to put in your mouth, by all means, enjoy it. Have a good time. Food is supposed to be comforting. It's supposed to make you feel happy. And if eating cancer makes you happy, then cool. You know what I'm saying?
You just put it so bad, but yeah.
I just shit on him after I was supposed to be trying to be nice. No, you know what? I just feel like people don't believe it. But I'm watching it. Like, look at how young people are dying now. Look how many people are coming up with all these diseases and stuff. That's food. It's nothing but food.
Yeah.
And these pills and this medicine that they're giving us. These vaccines. True. I'm seeing now that women are going to jail for refusing to vaccinate their children. Like, I'm going.
What?
Yes.
They can take you to jail?
There's certain states, yeah. Where you must vaccinate. And I'm like, what? You can't just tell them this is my child. Like, I find it so crazy how this country, the parents just have no rights to the children. You can't even knock your child upside the motherfucking head. If they act up, you'll go to jail, but they'll let a cop kill the motherfucker.
I never thought of it like that. But yeah.
This is how Black Panthers think about it, Brent. You want to come to the, come on over here, you let me know. You ready to, you know what I'm saying, be done with that nonviolent bullshit you on. Come over here. Come over to death row. But yeah, but I just feel like they've taken our rights as parents. Like, we no longer have any say. Like, what the fuck?
You got a say.
My son is he's not getting another shot of nothing. He gonna end up how he end up.
So Florida is not you going to jail?
Yeah.
It is? Florida is?
No, I don't know. But I already told, it's not happening. I'm gonna homeschool him.
Oh, that's why. So you can't go to school without the vaccines.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody's got to have the poison if you're going to come here, and then we're going to give you the GMOs and the cancer and the lunch.
Homeschool, though. I'm a little nervous about this.
I know you are. Oh, my God.
I'm a little nervous. I don't know.
Here you go.
Like, you're not a little nervous about homeschool?
You're only nervous because you were an only child, and you were a little weirdo probably when you were younger.
No, I wasn't. Why would that have to do with homeschool? I wasn't homeschooled.
I know you weren't, but you were an only child, little mama's boy. Stayed home and play. Only time you left was to play sports. But you, I've known you how many years, and I've met like 3 friends.
I have friends though.
3? Your whole life?
No, I have more than 3 friends.
Where they at?
What you talking about?
You're afraid Aiden's not gonna have any friends. Because he's an only child, too, and he don't have brothers and sisters. Like, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of?
I just feel like being in school, like, it's just a part of
life. He's doing it right now. He's going to do it till he's 10.
10, and then he's just going to be out of school.
Homeschool, yes. And when he gets to high school, he can take 2 electives at the high school if he wants.
You got to show me some cool homeschool kids to, like, ease my mind, because I ain't never seen any homeschool kids before. I don't know how they turn out. I'm not saying it's bad. They turn out
just fine. A lot of child stars is what you worried about. A lot of those are homeschooled.
Yeah, look at child stars. They turn out crazy.
Not all of them.
A lot of them.
No.
A lot of them. Maybe. You're not going to give me a lot of them.
Yeah, but you know, their parents aren't us. See? We're us. Us is we.
Yeah, we got that, but
yeah.
Hey,
what are you trying to say?
It might overpower the homeschool.
Oh God,
you never know.
You would rather put poison in his body and just shake the dice on whether you know it's going to affect him if he gets autism.
Why can't he go to? Is no way he can go to school without a vaccine?
They have certain laws where a certain percentage of children at the school cannot be vaccinated, and what they generally allow are like religious beliefs for it. So if I'm just like, fuck y'all drugs going to my son, I'm going to be like at the bottom of the list type of thing.
Oh, but if it's in your religion, there's some
religious
reason why, then they'll be cool with it?
Oh. I think so. I think it comes down to a percentage, but like everybody applies for it. I don't really know exactly how they choose. Oh. But I don't think that, like, honestly, I don't understand why they don't see what's going on with these vaccines and the autism rates rising like crazy. Like, that's not by accident.
What you mean with why they don't see? Like, they do see.
And they just don't care.
Yeah, it's all about money, I think. Everything's about money. Everything.
This is whack.
So they do know.
And they want us to poison our children right before their eyes. Put them in that system to need all these other drugs and all these other pills and live off of, you know, like everybody wants your money. Everybody.
Yes, that's what it is.
Everybody wants your money.
Yes.
And you got to work like a fucking slave. Like, we were not put here to be slaves all day working.
I say the same thing all the time.
Hey, society.
This is what it is.
Society. This is America, Brent, the best country in the world. You ain't know? You ain't know? I'm disappointed, and I have a right to let America know that I'm disappointed. That's what the military fought for. My right to hold America accountable for her bullshit.
You're right.
And I'm exercising that right. And I'm calling bullshit on America right now.
Yeah, I don't see the problem.
So let's get into some sporting news and things. What do you want to do, NBA or NFL first?
It's your show, Meek. You call the shots.
I call the shots. Let's get this football shit out the way then, because right. I know you don't feel about? Like talking about it. On Thursday night, Chiefs Raiders.
That's a big game, just on the strength that is Chiefs Raiders division game. Oh, like they've been playing forever.
Yeah,
the Chiefs are balling. They just had their, I think they lost last week. Wasn't that their first loss?
Yeah.
So the Raiders coming off a loss in another rivalry game. They lost to the Chargers. I think that was the Chargers' first win.
The division is looking a little different now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, I feel like it's a little weird. I think the Chiefs were expected to be good, but I feel like low-key the Raiders were supposed to be the Chiefs this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were supposed to come out just, like, balling, going crazy. And for whatever reason, I think the quarterback, I don't keep up with everybody.
Derek Carr?
Yeah, I think he got hurt.
Yeah, his offensive line intentionally injured him.
Okay, if you say that.
That happened.
All right, well, whatever.
And fist in the air for it, because it was about, yes.
So that was for the culture.
For the culture. Black Panthers unite, baby. We are not above any of the fuckery, okay?
Oh, my God.
We not playing with y'all.
Well.
Draw the line in the sand.
Well, Derek Carr went out, so maybe that could be the problem. But I think they lost while he was still healthy. I don't know.
But it doesn't look good statistically either. This is my problem, though. My biggest problem is this is a Thursday night game.
What is your problem?
Those games, it's hard. Like, I've been calling them all since the season started, and it's like a lot of the issues come into play because it's a Thursday night game.
Yeah, it's just a weird
people
game.
People are still tired, still recovering, so you just don't know what team is going to show up.
Yeah, Thursday night games are tough. It's tough to pick sometimes. It's usually a bad game. Just to be brutally honest.
So I've heard a couple of players talk about Thursday night games, and I know how you feel about it. Obviously, I'm your wife, but why do you think that the league doesn't do anything about it?
Well, you just answered your question about, let me be like 2 minutes ago when you said everything is about money. So that's it's a way to make money. Thursday night, people going to watch, it's going to make some money.
Damn how, like, y'all feel, huh?
Feel like you could get...
Damn the product.
You'll be all right in 4 days. And they probably sold, when they pushed it, they probably sold, like, it's like another mini bye week, you know? But, okay.
Hey, you guys, guess what? We're going to make you play 4 days after your last car crash, but you're going to get 3 extra days off this week, okay?
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's weak as fuck.
But it's just a way to make money. It's a business. It's a business.
And the Chiefs low-key had, we were talking about this, had 2 Thursday night games.
Yeah, but that first Thursday night game.
That doesn't count because
it's like almost cool because you
it's a win.
Yeah, you coming off camp. It's like, all right, we ready to play. Then you got that first opening weekend. You get to chill while everybody else playing. So it ain't that bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they do technically have 2 Thursday night games. So did the Patriots.
Yeah, they played us. And yeah, you guys.
We lost.
Yeah. So I'm picking the Chiefs. You picking the Chiefs?
Where's the game?
It's in Oakland.
I'll go with Oakland.
Oh.
I'll go with Oakland.
Why are you going with Oakland? You just going against me. Look at you.
No, I'm not. I'm just.
The black man always trying to go against the black. We not going to get ahead. Okay?
We got to be united front.
Yes. Damn. My brother.
I was just going with my gut. I went with the home team. It's a rivalry.
I'm just messing
game.
With you. I'm messing with you.
I know you are.
We gonna bet push-ups? What we betting? Push-ups? 20 push-ups on command.
You got to do 20 straight?
No. You just get 20 whenever. I could ask for 3 today, 7 tomorrow, 1 at Publix.
I didn't know how you wanted to knock your 20 out.
Yeah, you however you want. You can make me just do 20 straight if you want.
20 straight?
I could do 20.
I'm not going to do my 20 chest, straight push-ups.
I know I can, but my chest is not going to touch the floor.
Then that's not a push-up.
Then I'm not going to do anything. Because I don't think my chest touches the floor in any of them. Like zero.
No, I know what your push-ups look like. It's you got some that are decent looking, and then when you're done, it's like you just doing like a shrug, like kind
of. See how you trying to, I see what you're trying to do. Fuck you, Brent.
So
fuck you.
We need at least like good quality push-ups.
I can give you good 20. Yeah, I got 20 quality.
All right.
Fuck you, man. This is disrespectful, but it's cool. I'm not going to lose, so I'm not even tripping.
You might not.
So I'm not even concerned.
I'm not like 100%. I'm just going with the home team in a rivalry game.
Okay, cool. Well, I got the Chiefs.
You got a score or just you just going with the Chiefs?
I'm going to say 28-17.
Okay.
28-17. I think the Chiefs defense gonna get in that ass.
That's a good call. I mean, that could definitely happen.
Yeah.
So we're gonna see.
We're gonna see if this offensive line is forgiving Derek Carr for his bullshit and his Bible thumping and talking about Donald Trump and we should all stand. Like, nigga, shut up. You got the only all black offensive line in the NFL. And you're playing
their
for the
whole offensive line is black?
Yes.
Damn.
And they're playing in Oakland.
Yeah.
Man, you better act like you know.
Yeah, you got a point.
What if hiring could be easier, more streamlined, and less time consuming? So even when you're busy, you could still be smart about the way you hire. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. So you can rest easy knowing your job's being seen by the right candidates. Then ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting, so you receive the best possible matches. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get qualified candidates through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smart way to hire. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Miko. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Miko. One more time, for free, ZipRecruiter.com/Miko. Mm-mm-mm. My homie Raider Bounty said if Al Davis was alive, Kaepernick would be on the team. What do you think of that?
Why is he... Al Davis was all like progressive like
yes.
that?
Yes,
yes. Maybe so. I don't know much about Al Davis other than
man.
He like people that ran... Like he always just got like whoever ran the best 40 and whoever's like the biggest. Like that's what he did. That's the only thing I knew about Al Davis. I don't know anything else.
Yes, he was progressive. He was about his players. And whatever they wanted, that's what he wanted.
Oh, I don't know. So maybe you're right. I don't know much about him other than that.
Yes. He might be one of the only... I shit on billionaires so much. Let me leave these billionaires alone. One of them signs their check. So let me leave their asses alone. Move on. We got a rematch of the Super Bowl. Falcons-Patriots.
Hmm.
Ooh, right?
That's a tough one.
Right. So my thing is this. First of all, the Falcons just lost to the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Did you see the game? Please tell me
you saw something. This is what happened. You know, we were about to play a game. It was 1 o'clock West time, 4 o'clock, you know, mm-hmm. Eastern time. So we get this, like, in the locker room for a little bit. Like, they show some of the games, like the little red zone. And then you'll see something like, and I saw, like, I think it was 14-0 or 17-0.
Yeah.
And I just assumed, like, damn.
It was over with. That was at halftime or something, because I saw that.
I was like, damn, that's over. And then, like, after, like, we was on the bus after the game, I just looked at all the scores throughout the league, and it showed that they lost. I was like, I mean, yeah, they lost. I was surprised. I did not expect that at all.
Me either. I haven't seen a single highlight. I think the only thing I did see, actually, I saw Kiko Alonso pick up Gabriel, like, and walk and run with him, like, literally over his shoulder like this.
Like a sack of potatoes?
Yes, he, like, went to tackle him, but the dude dropped the ball. So he, like, gathered and picked him up and was just running with him for, like, 10, 15 yards, Brent.
What?
And he wasn't kicking or squirming. He was just like along for the ride, like, okay. And was just chilling, letting him run with him.
Wow. No, I didn't see that.
I was like, oh my God, what the hell happened in this game? I kind of wanted to watch because we got to play both of them. I might have to pull that game up. I want to see that. I want to see exactly what happened because.
It just sounded like they stopped him in the second half.
But how?
You never know.
That's what I'm saying. I want to see how. I want to see exactly how the shit happened. I wish I knew so I could talk about it. I wish I had Omar on. But so the Patriots, they look a little different this year.
Yeah, it's like they were talking, like, not the Patriots, but the people media. Were saying, like, oh, they're going 19-0. And then that first game happened, and the Chiefs got at them. Then they've been still putting up numbers, but it just ain't been, you know, dominant. Like, where
yeah, it's
just
been
like,
a little scary. Every game is like shaky.
So it's just,
and
like,
I heard they barely won last. There was a call. What'd they say? A touchdown.
We were just talking about it. Like, I didn't see the play. Remember, they were just talking about how it was a fumble or something, and they overturned
the touchdown.
He knocked
the ball out. Yeah.
But what I'm thinking, like, what I'm really thinking,
what?
Is. Even if they counted that touchdown, they still had to stop Tom Brady. So it ain't like, you know what I mean? It ain't over.
So it wouldn't have been over irregardless.
Like, he still had time. Mm-hmm. You done seen that movie before, especially the Jets. I saw something with the Jets and the Patriots and in the regular season, and I couldn't believe when I read it. Tom Brady played the Jets 30 times.
Mm-hmm.
He's won 24 of those 30 games. Like, damn. I was like, what?
Sick.
What?
Sick.
That's a lot of wins.
Tom,
24 and his, 6.
You know, I always say he's like Frankenstein, like with them feet.
Yeah,
he cannot move.
He's
and
not
it's
the
looking
most
worse.
Athletic guy at
it's
all.
Looking worse. They don't have, you know, his one of his favorite targets. Out, and that's really affecting them a lot. Do you think that the Patriots, you still say, this is Tom Brady, this is Bill Belichick's team, they're still going to be the contender? Right now, they're not number one in the division.
Why aren't they?
I think the Jets are.
They just beat the Jets.
Wait, you sure?
Yeah, my answer to that is, yeah, they're missing pieces, but they're still winning, so you can't really...
Yeah.
It may be because they are missing pieces. It's not.
But you've never
dominant.
Seen it like, oh, they are number one. Yeah, they just beat them. The Bills are second. But what I'm saying is it doesn't look the same.
Yeah, you just said they're missing pieces. Like, you know, one of his biggest targets is gone. Yeah, you could plug stuff in and they're still putting up numbers. So I don't know what. I'm not on the Patriots. I don't watch a lot
you don't
of Patriots.
Give a damn. A
lot of Patriots games, but at the end of the day...
They still scoring points.
They still scoring, and they're still winning. So it's like, yeah, is it perfect? Does it look like, damn, this is the greatest team we ever seen in life? No, but they're winning, and they're on top of the division. And at the end of the day, that's what you want. You know, so it's no matter how... If win can be 40-0 or 20-17 is still a win at the end.
That's what Tom said. If they score 3, we just got to score 4.
It's still a win.
Yes. So the Falcons, they lost last week, but they also aren't at the top of the division anymore. Carolina's kind of balling low-key. Is this game at all personal? Considering how they came back.
It's definitely going to be some people on that team to take it personal, but I don't. Me personally, I would just approach it like any game, but I can't speak for everybody, but I would feel like it.
You wouldn't feel a certain way about a nigga that looped back around you and beat your ass in the Super Bowl.
I don't really understand when I always get this question, and I know I'm gonna get this question later in the season when we play the Dolphins.
Oh yeah.
It's going to be like, oh, are you like extra hype for, I'm like, nah, like I get up for the game the same way. I prepare the same way. It's no matter what the game is. So if I tell you like, yeah, I'm really up for this game. Like,
but I wasn't up for
so
the other
one. So what
does
that mean? The other game you wasn't?
Yeah, see, it does mean that. But see, this is the thing. I do get up. I know when I played, there were certain players where it was more of like a concentration. It was more of a focus. And I can't lie about that. Like, dead ass, when I'm playing against some bums, I know the team is weak. I'm still going to do me, but I might not, you know, like, be as careful or be as, like, I just be free balling out there, like, just having fun. But if I know it's somebody that can cook me, I pay a little more attention. I'm sorry. Or I mean, you know, I just, that's how I played. I can't even
really
lie.
Approached the
but
games the
I
same.
Smoked weed when I played basketball, too. So, you know, I'm different. I'm very, very different.
I just played a game.
Do you think this game's going to be close?
Yeah, probably. It's always, like, weird, though. Like, in my mind, I feel like it should be a good game. Like, both teams are, like, not all the way right.
Yeah.
Like, they show
Julio does not have a touchdown yet, Brent Grimes. What does that mean?
Like I said, I haven't been watching, but it could be that they're really just trying their hardest to not let Julio... Not the Falcons, but the other team are like rolling coverages.
How do you
all
allow that as the Falcons? How do you not say, fuck what you talking about? We have the best receiver in the league and give them some opportunities. You can't just allow the defense to like.
Why?
Why? First of all, it's almost like a shooter. In basketball, you can't just have a nigga just cold. He start thinking about shit.
You can give him passes, but if like honestly, if you're really
Julio is not getting the ball like he normally would.
I don't know, but if a team is really just making a real effort, like going out of their way,
just let it happen.
If they're doubling, like you can create some plays to get them some looks.
Exactly, because you got to think about. At some point, if you're planning on contending for the Super Bowl again, you can't just let somebody take... Like, you saw what happened in the Super Bowl last year. He wasn't getting that many passes. And you got to be able to, like, use him. Like, you have to. Especially if you're planning on being great. You can't just let... That's Julio Jones.
Yeah, it is Julio. But you also can look at it like this. Like, what if you're trying to get other people good?
And so you're going to lose in the Super Bowl. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
You're going to lose in the fucking Super Bowl because you're like, you know what? These other guys are catching the ball. Yeah. We're just going to lose, though. Who you got in this game? Give it to me.
Patriots.
Why?
Because I want the Falcons to lose because we are in the same division.
I knew that's what your dog ass was going to say, too. Because you, man, you're right. We going with the Patriots. Yeah. See how I joined with you right there? That's how a woman supports a man in the black.
Like, I got love for people on the Falcons, you know, Matt.
Fuck
Julio.
Them niggas.
But I need
fuck
them
niggas from September to January 1st, okay? Fuck all of them, okay?
Okay.
We dap them up when we see it as family, but fuck y'all niggas. We trying to win. Trying to motherfucking win. A quick question. Who's more valuable to their team, Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers?
My favorite player is Aaron Rodgers. Like, favorite quarterback is Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, there are different players. I'm going to go Aaron Rodgers. But
is there a reason?
Because I feel like it's... Brady is dope and great. I feel like with that system, if you got a quarterback that does like
good
does
shit.
The system
yeah.
right, like they're not gonna be as good as when they got Tom Brady, but they'll
be able to compete. So Garoppolo could fill in and do it
them,
and give him a good shot.
Give him a shot at games. They'll be, you know, like some games they're gonna lose because they don't have Tom Brady, but. But I feel like Aaron Rodgers off the Packers is a big deal because he make a lot of things happen when, like they always broke up. Like it's just never. Well, Aaron Rodgers do be getting hurt too.
Unlucky.
Like he be getting like little nagging injuries that he can play through, but now he hurt for real. But like he been playing without his offensive line up in here, and like and he's still doing his thing, and. You know, it's tough. It's give or take, but I'm going on Aaron Rodgers.
I agree. I do agree. And it's mainly because Aaron Rodgers got feet.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's like you can't. We talked about this before. If we put Aaron Rodgers on the Patriots and Tom Brady on the Packers, what would happen?
I don't know. They would both
would
be
the
good.
Patriots
They're
have
both...
still gone to the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers?
Would the Patriots gone to the Super Bowl? Aaron
yes.
Rodgers?
Yes. Yeah. Would the Patriots, would the Packers have been better or equal with Tom Brady? Broken up, no offensive line. Do you think they still would have made it to the NFC championship?
I can't count
without
them
the system.
Out,
without the system.
I don't know.
It's a good question.
I don't know.
Just saying, I don't ever bet against Tom Brady unless I feel like I know something. I bet against him in the Super Bowl. He proved me, told me to shut the fuck up again.
I thought you picked the Patriots.
No. I did pick the Patriots. I picked the Falcons before. I'm tripping. Yeah, but it's like, to me, you can't even bet against Tom Brady because he's just so great. Like, he finds ways.
Yeah.
And Aaron, people are like, well, see, that's why he's better than Aaron Rodgers. But to me, Aaron Rodgers has never really had a completely, like, healthy team. Like, there's always something wrong. But then you say Tom Brady had a bunch of injuries. He lost players, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But they have a system.
Yeah. That's, yeah. I mean,
robots are just filling in all those spots.
I guess. They keep rolling. I mean, they've done it. Like, they
yeah.
They went, to put it in perspective, the year Tom Brady, like, tore his knee up or whatever, I think they went 11-5 or 10-6 or something like that. A good record with Matt Castle.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, they weren't as good as if they had Tom Brady, but they were still good.
That 11 wins is nice with Matt Castle.
Yeah, so, I mean, they got a good thing. Tom Brady is like the icing, like, yo, and we got Tom Brady.
On top of that.
Yeah.
It's like almost like what the Warriors are doing.
Yeah.
We're going to get to some basketball in a minute, but so you're picking the Patriots. I'm picking the Patriots also. What's the score you want? You give me a score prediction since I gave you one for the Thursday night game.
34.
Damn.
34.
You going to tie 34 on them? What you trying to say about the Falcons defense?
It just seems like the Falcons defense actually been competitive. Like, I'm not saying they bad, but the Patriots usually score points.
You just going to say 34, though.
I feel like the Falcons can score points, so they're just going to be going at it, like, you know.
So it's
going
to be a high scoring game.
That's what I'm saying.
34 to what?
34 might be too high.
What's you know, if stick with it. You know what I'm saying? Stick with it. They scored 36 twice, 30 once.
34 might be high. I'll stick with it. I'll go 34-28.
34-28. All right, well, I guess we're going to see.
It's just a guess.
Just a guess.
I feel a high-scoring game. Watch they come out and be like a defensive slugfest.
7-3, final.
Slugging out.
And your final. Like, it's like, what the fuck?
Right, that'd be crazy.
That was like completely opposite of the Super Bowl. The NBA is back. Ding, 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 ding.
Cool.
Are you excited?
Yes, I am.
The NBA is back, Brent.
Tomorrow starts.
How do you feel about people that talk a lot of shit? Well, so you're not even on social media. You get on my nerves.
But you can tell me the situation.
People be talking a lot of basketball shit on social media, but don't have the NBA package. Like, I don't understand this. How?
They just read the box score and assume that's it. That's all you can do.
Like, nigga, you don't even have the NBA package.
20, he had 10. Okay, that's what happened. But you got to watch the game. Because stats be catfish. You got to really
watch.
And
they don't tell the story
either. That's what I'm saying. Is don't tell the story of the game. It's like that in any sport.
Man.
So you got to watch. Like, you're never going to watch all the games, but to give, like, real opinions, you have to
watch a lot of them of the same team.
You had to watch a couple games of them and see what they do and how they play together.
And niggas be watching the highlights and be having the biggest mouth about the game. And I just be like, chill. You just watch the highlights.
Yeah, that happens a lot in all sports, too.
Oh, my God. Charles Barkley said, we're all just going to be wasting our time for these next 82 games. We all know that the Cavs and the Warriors are going to the finals. What's your opinion?
I don't think you're wasting your time because I do think, even though I think that will be the finals, I think it would be a lot of interesting basketball. Even when those teams are playing other teams, maybe not so much on the Cavs side. Well, maybe a couple series, but like it's a lot of interesting, you know, like even like the Rockets playing the Warriors, you know, want to see what the Thunder going to do. Like, not saying they're going to beat them, but it's like storylines. And then those teams battling each other, like the Rockets playing the Thunder, the Spurs, what the Spurs going to be like? What's Kawhi going to come back and do? Like, it's stuff. Then you got like the East, you got the, like, what's the Bucks coming back and going to look like? You know, they big on the, I can't even say his last name. Let me just say Giannis. They real.
I can't say it either.
They real, like, they talking about he it. Like, so I want to see. I think he good, but I want to see if he going to go, like, to that
people
next.
People are saying that there are 82 games, just too many games. What's your opinion?
Nah. I mean, I guess you could shorten it, but.
But why? It's basketball. Yeah. Why would you shorten it? Yeah. It's basketball. I think that basketball is fun. It's cool.
It's definitely fun.
I wish they had just as many as baseball. I wish they played year-round.
Yeah.
I bet you they would. If they played less games a week and played year-round, then they could smoke weed.
People love to hoop, though.
Yes. Hooping is fun. Like, niggas hoop. As soon as the season is over, niggas is looking for the hoop.
People
like, with
really
the homies.
Really do play basketball all the time.
So that's why I'm just like, man, 82 games is good. I like it. It gives me a clear understanding of everything.
Yeah, it's, I just like
you play everybody
it.
Four times on your coast. That's dope.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if you had to play everybody in your division four times?
No, that wouldn't be dope. That's a lot of games.
It's a lot of collisions.
That's a lot of football.
It's a lot of CTE.
CTE.
Yeah, you laughing.
CTE.
I'll be watching to make sure you don't get concussed and try to play through it.
I don't be using my head.
You good. You smart, because I told you I'm jumping over the fence. I'm getting tased. If you ever get a concussion and act like you still good and you're going to play through it.
I don't be using my head.
Good, good. So we got the first game, which is very ironic because Kyrie was traded to the Celtics.
Yeah, how did that work out like that?
The schedule, I don't know if they did this on purpose.
Yeah,
I don't know,
like,
but this shit is disrespectful as fuck. You know, the disrespect is flying across social media. Oh, you might not know. I don't fucking know. But the disrespect is flying across.
What do you mean disrespect?
Just Kyrie, you know, saying shit like.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Damn.
He said they missing some playmaking ability over there. Like,
no, he didn't. Yes.
Nigga J.R. Smith said, why would we be worried about them? They're the same team. We're going to skate through them like everybody else. Like, I don't understand. What's the big deal?
For real?
Yeah, it's disrespect. And this is what I like. Y'all don't do this. Y'all come out and get an interview and they're like, yeah, so Brent Grimes, you got to play against the Bills on Sunday. You know, what do you think? Yeah, well, you know, they're a really good team. You have to respect everyone. They do some great things. And, you know, they got some really good receivers. The quarterback is pretty good. They make good plays. And we just got to make sure we do our things and hopefully we come out with a win.
Yeah.
That sounds like the NFL script.
Yeah.
NBA players, like, so what do you, you guys worried, you know, you're playing, you're opening up at home and Kyrie's coming back. He's going to be in a Boston jersey. You know, are you guys concerned that if he gets this win, that it means, you know, validation that he won the trade? Because people are saying that the Cavs won the trade. And you, I didn't worry about that, nigga. He better figure out who he going to guard. Like, that's how the NBA is. I love it. Talk your shit.
It ain't always like that.
This nigga Draymond said.
What?
What's they Draymond? Don't stand a chance. None of them stand a chance, Brent. They have no chance.
He's right.
See?
He's so right, bro.
Fuck you, nigga. We do stand a chance. Fuck. I can't stand your beige ass. Ugh. I thought you were going to be a Cavs fan. We have Derrick Rose, Brent.
I didn't say I'm not going to check the Cavs out.
Check them out?
I'm going to watch them. I'm going to be involved.
You're going to watch. So you're not going to be, you're not, you can't split the hair? You can't?
Like if they play in the finals, I got to go Warriors.
Why?
I still like Derrick Rose.
You were a Derrick Rose fan before Steph Curry ever came to the league. I can't believe you. I can't fucking believe
you're
you.
You're not about to flip this on me right now.
I can't believe you, little traitor. I can't wait. I'm going to burn that jersey. You know how hard I had to work?
What? Who said I'm not a Derrick Rose fan?
You know how hard I had to work to get that Knicks jersey for you?
I am a Derrick Rose fan.
The Knicks are disgusting,
fan.
And I was watching them.
I stick up for Derrick Rose more than anybody in the world.
So you, right now, you should be saying, I want a ring for my nigga. Steph already got two rings. What's up?
I'm just saying. What's up? The Warriors will beat them.
No, you got to say, but fuck that. My nigga over here, we finna take these niggas. You the one that told me that Derrick Rose ain't never get the respect he deserves.
He don't.
And now he finna play with the best player in basketball.
He gonna hoop. Watch.
He gonna hoop.
Yes.
That's a ring. We finna get they ass.
He gonna hoop.
We finna get they ass. Dwayne Wade is back with his best friend, BFFs.
What does that mean?
Chemistry, baby. That's what that means. Knowing each other. Understanding each other.
Okay.
Everybody was talking all that shit.
They're going to win the East. Like, I'm not debating that.
They're going to win the championship. Okay? Y'all pussy over there. The only hard nigga y'all got is Draymond Green.
It don't look like
And all we got to do is get him ejected out of the game. It's over with. Get the hype man ejected. The rest of y'all bleed once a month.
Okay. Rain and trays.
Fuck that. Cavs in seven. I'm calling it right now. Cavs in seven. Cavs in seven, god damn it.
Good shit. I mean, that's how you should feel.
You piss me off, Brent. Why you be playing with me?
I'm not. What did you want me to say? What do you want me to say? The Cavs gonna beat the Warriors? I don't believe that. I don't.
Pretend you do.
All right.
Warriors are playing Rockets?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think the Warriors are going to win. I really think the Warriors are going to win. Like, they're
easily?
Not...
Like it's a blowout? Or what are you saying? Like,
I don't know if it'll be a blowout because it's the first game of the season. But I feel like they're going to... They might smoke them. They really might.
What do you think about the chemistry between Chris Paul and the Beard? Like, that's two-point guards.
See.
Like,
I don't know. We gonna see. I really don't.
For a full game, because you know when you watch a preseason, it don't give you a full. Because it's different in the fourth quarter, because that's when egos take place, and niggas want the ball in their hand. Is Chris Paul gonna dribble the leather off?
He's gonna do that. And see what I'm feeling like that system with D'Antoni. Everywhere it's been one guy is really controlling everything. Like.
Right.
Even when it was, when Jeremy Lin was going off, he was just having the ball, making plays. Steve Nash, he had the ball the whole time. He was making all the plays. Now he went to Houston, turned James Harden to the point guard, point whatever, and he's making all the plays, usage rate way high, all that stuff, the cool trendy words they be saying now. He got the ball all the time. And now it's two dudes that like to have the ball all the time. So, yeah, you could say everything is cool, but if you've been your whole career that you had the ball the whole time, and now it's going to be games where somebody else got the ball, and you like, man, I can, like, give me the ball. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I do. I just got to see. Like I said, we're going to see because I never seen this system with two ball dominant people.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. Harden takes like a more two guard role in this, you think that's possible?
And just be off like I think he could play the ball. I think he could play off the ball well, but like his whole career,
the system
like
even work.
Even when he was on the Thunder, when he came in, it was like his show for real. Because he was a sixth man. I just got to see how it's going to work.
We skipped over the Celtics, Cavs. Who you got in that game?
Is LeBron playing?
I'm not sure. They keep saying it's questionable. And J.R. Smith said, of course he's going to play. He's like, he wouldn't miss this game. Like, they're like, but he's injured. He's like, yeah, but he'll find a way. Like, I don't know what these games are. Okay? Yeah. Is a nigga going to play or not? I don't know. But is that that's definitely the determination. If LeBron doesn't play, let's say he does not play, is this an ass whooping or is this?
No, it's not an ass whooping. The Cavs still might win.
Okay. Respect. Why? Because Derrick Rose there?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yep.
Look at you. I'm going to need that same motherfucking energy in the finals, okay?
I don't know if I can give you that.
See?
I'm going to be all for my dog.
This is why we can't move forward as a black couple. Like, we can't move forward as a black couple. Some people ask me about some baseball talk. Do you care? Do you know who won, who's playing?
Yeah, I've been keeping up somewhat. I think from what I watched a good amount of the baseball games. I like the Dodgers. The Yankees look like they're going to be really good. They're going to make this little run, but I feel like they're not better than the Astros. I feel like the Astros going to make it out of that. And Dodgers-Astros World Series, which it should be because those teams have been balling all year.
I feel like the Yankees cheated the Indians. That last pitch was a ball. It was a ball. That's why they never showed the replay of the box. Brent, I figured it out. They never went back to that. Yeah. That was a high ball, Brent.
Maybe. You call a lot of them shits like that. I mean, you might be right.
That's cheating. And that's why they're going to lose. They wasn't supposed to be here.
Hey, they're really on playing, you know, just saying. They're playing with house money right now. They ain't even supposed to be here. They got in on the wild card game. They can't. I think I'm right. They were down 2-0 and won 3 straight to get to this round. And now they're playing the best team in that league. So I mean, if they pull this out, like they just out there right now.
What do you think of baseball and them having 7,500 games?
I don't know why they have 162 games. That is a lot.
That's all it is?
Yeah, it's 162.
Oh, I thought it was like 7,500.
They really play like every day.
Twice at sometimes, two or three times.
Yeah, they do not three, but they
that's
do,
so weird to
they
me.
They do the doubleheader.
That's sometimes. You know what you could. Andrew Schultz said something that was very fucking valid, and I never thought about it like this. But you know what he said? The reason baseball is not a real sport is because you can eat while you're doing it.
You can definitely eat. There's a lot of times in baseball, like, you won't be doing anything.
Nothing.
That's why they can play so many games.
Chilling.
That's probably why the owners made it like that. Because, like, look, these dudes, like, we could play a lot. A whole lot. Because it's not, you could play a whole game and not really sweat.
Not even broke a motherfucking sweat.
Because if you don't make it on base, like, say you went 0 for whatever, no walks.
Even if you did, it's going to dry up. Like,
no, nah, but just saying, even if you
break a sweat. Period.
Like you ain't just really like
ran no
sweating.
Bases.
Like,
you ain't ran after no balls.
Like you just caught a couple like pop flies, threw it back in, went up the bat. I mean, you know what I mean? They ain't really did nothing. Had to jog it down the line.
Mm-hmm.
But you could go through a whole game in a professional sport and not really break a sweat.
And you could eat sunflower seeds.
And you
the
can pop seeds,
time.
Chew dip, spitting to getting high, yeah. Low key.
Like, getting high, low key. That's
getting
crazy.
Buzz, getting a little buzz out there. Like, what?
Damn. Mm-mm-mm. Aiden played a sport. Would you want it to be baseball or basketball?
From basketball?
Professionally.
Because I would want to watch him play basketball. Like, yeah. That's a selfish reason, but.
You would want to be a pitcher or something? Or a first baseman, make it $200 million, get a $200 million contract?
It would be cool if he was a pitcher. Like, that would be dope. I'd be so involved.
I'd rather him be a hitter.
Why? I mean, it'd be cool.
I like niggas that fucking swing a large bat, nigga. That's what excites me about baseball. Like, of course, the pitch is the other part of it. But to me, the niggas that can hit the balls, them niggas excite me. The rest of the sport is just a little boring. Every now and then, the shortstop and the second base showing athleticism is cool. But the rest of the sport, I'm done with it.
What about the outfielders?
Done.
Damn.
Not enough activity going on. It's just not enough.
Yeah, it is. Is it? It's like... You can chill like a lot of the time, but
yeah. So I don't want
you got to be skilled as
if I'm
hell,
if I'm gonna go to 162 as because you know that's the type of mom I would be. My nigga, he got to be hitting the ball. I'm not finna watch this nigga blowing bubbles and digging in his ear, center field never hit like that's. I don't know. I mean, I guess somebody got to do it.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I would be a selfish reason why I say basketball because it'd be more fun like coming up watching him like you know he hooping
because
like,
we both are obsessed with basketball.
It would be dope, whereas baseball would be dope too because it's your son, but it's just a more like just being honest, it's boring. Like a lot of the games are boring. Like some games are cool, like it's fun, but all the time I can't watch baseball like every single game.
Man,
and I like baseball.
So who you going with? You saying Dodgers win or you saying?
I'm gonna go with Dodgers.
Really?
Yeah.
Going West Coast.
Yeah.
See, we together now.
Yeah, I'm gonna go together. With the Dodgers.
We're together. We just need to get you on the Cavs side. The Warriors have two championships.
I see your request. I see what you're saying. You're making a valid point, but.
Is there anything strange that I could do?
Maybe.
I need you to commit. So if there's something that I could do to get you to fully commit,
all right.
I'm pretty sure we could come to an understanding.
We could come to an agreement?
Yes. Right. Come to an understanding.
All right.
Well, we're going to get out of here. All
right, cool. This was fun.
It was fun, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel about doing this? You think you might want to come on more?
Yeah, I like it. It's fun.
More?
So
whenever I ask for baby daddy, you're going to come running?
Yeah, whenever you want me to come on here, I'll come on here and spit some bars with you.
What if I want to talk about the books more?
If you want to talk about the Bucks.
Yeah, like more.
Like
no.
What you going to ask me questions about
yeah,
the Bucks?
Like what's going on with y'all? What you going to say? He don't want their problems. Peace. Peace.